You're listening to the closing market report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's start in South America. The Brazilians are still suffering through some dry spells. What do we know about the coming weeks?
Well, it doesn't look like there's going to be a tremendous amount of change coming up anytime real soon here. The high-pressure ridge aloft, which is really responsible for most of this diminished rainfall, is stuck, and it's not likely to move away for the next couple of weeks. That means we'll get into the first week of February, and we'll still have the same scenario playing out. We are looking for a breakdown in the ridge as we get into the end of the first week of February into the second week, but a full restoration of normal weather is not very likely until we get into the second half of February, and that's obviously way beyond the point where these crops can really benefit tremendously from the improved precipitation. Now, speaking from the full season crop perspective, now second season corn and other second-season crops like cotton will all be able to benefit from improved rainfall in the latter part of February and into March, but there's a lot of crop suffering that's going to occur between now and then. And we do not expect it to be absolutely dry, but the northeast corner of the country will continue to have the greatest loss in moisture potential, and there's just not going to be meaningful rainfall there. That's near Bahia and parts of Minas Gerais and neighboring states. There's also the problem in Paraguay, which is quite chronic at the moment, and neighboring areas of Bolivia and Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil. And that little pocket there is also unlikely to get enough rain in the next 2 weeks to counter the moisture losses through evaporation, and temperatures are going to be pretty hot. So those two pockets are going to be definitely dominating the whole scenario, and there will be further losses in production. Areas in between will have opportunities for rain once in a while, and that will help to maintain relatively good crop conditions from southernmost part of Brazil into some center-south locations, so from Rio Grande do Sul into a portion of São Paulo and southern Minas Gerais. Those areas will continue to do relatively well, along with northern Mato Grosso. That part of the country will also have timely rain.
Some of the cropping areas in Argentina have had the opposite problem of Brazil, where it's been dry. They've been really quite wet. Do we have concerns there still, or is their season looking better?
Well, we have to keep it into perspective here. A lot of the excessive rains that occurred in Argentina were on the fringe of crop country, including Corrientes and northern Entre Rios and Chaco and parts of northeastern Santa Fe. That would be like the equivalent of maybe Missouri, Kansas, and a part of the U.S. Delta having a real serious problem. And it leaves the rest of the production region in pretty good shape. And we really haven't had much problem in the central or southern parts of Argentina. The rainfall outlook for the balance of this week, though, is going to bring on rounds of heavy rainfall, and local flooding is going to occur, but it's not going to be the kind of damaging flood that has occurred in the northeast part of the country. It'll be typical of what we see in the summer here in the States, where we get some strong thunderstorms or produce some flooding rains, but a couple of weeks later, you don't even notice that there was a real serious issue there. So, and that's kind of where I think we're going to be. So Argentina will still come out looking fairly good.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joined us here on the closing market report for this 23rd day of January, a Wednesday afternoon. I'll be out and about tomorrow with the folks at Farm Credit Illinois in Paris in the morning around 7:30, and then we'll be in Milford in the afternoon. In between, I'll produce the closing market report. So no update at the commodity markets, at least the trade, but we will talk with Dan Zwicker tomorrow on the closing market report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.